The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. This is UnityOnlineRadio.org, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you are joining me today. Yes, I am your host, Vincent Jenna, and this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And I am coming to you live from Holly Spring, North Carolina. Yes, on this brisky, cold winter day that I'm so excited about and hoping to get more snow this weekend. We did have some snow this past weekend, which was wonderful. Of course, it went away by Monday, but it was okay. It covered everything, so it was really nice. I enjoy snow. I've told you that before. So I hope everybody had a fabulous week and that you're staying warm if you're in some of those states that are having some cold spells and storms and some snow. It's always wonderful to be by a fireplace and have some hot chocolate or a hot toddy, right? Whatever you prefer. But I'm glad you joined me today because we're going to be talking about your path. Are you on the right path? And certainly, if you would like some answers to that, please call in at 816-251-3555. Yes, I think I just gave the right number. Yes, I do. I hear it all the time, and I used to say it all the time, and then now I'm forgetting whether I gave it. I'm sure I did give the right number. Call in, and I will do a little check for you. I do have a caller. Hang on, caller. I'll be with you in just a moment. But let's talk about that, being on the right path and why it's so important. And it's more important now than ever before. Even universally and astrologically, it's more important because of the way the energy is going, because of the way life has been going. So right now, and I've said since the beginning of the year and the end of last year, that the energy of 2022 was about fulfilling and pushing you forward, catapulting a big, strong move forward, a forward move, a forward push, a push, shall we say. And why is that happening? Well, the way things are looking down here, we need to evolve and grow quickly. We need to awaken quickly. We need to gain some more insight quickly because things have been really rough. I mean, obviously, look around, right? And we want to create a better ability to change those things, to heal those things. And so in order to do that, we need a lot of extra energy, a lot of extra energy that breaks through some of the barriers and some of the resistances that we have put up. And what helps to guide that is an intention, a dream, for lack of another better word, okay, goal. I don't like goals. I like dreams. I like intentions. I like focus, direction. And so when you have that and the energy force is right there moving you forward, it's like a whole bunch of people standing behind you and pushing you right forward into where the direction that you want to go. And they're helping you out so that you're not doing it just on your own energy. Because we've limited ourselves in our energy. Because we have those blockages. And those blockages keep the natural energy of spirit, the natural energy of God, the natural energy of the force, I don't care what you want to call it, We're tapped into that. And when your channels are open and when you're doing the work, the self-growth work that you should be doing, that force is empowering you. That's where you get your energy from. When you're not doing the proper work, your channels shut down, your connections shut down, and you're only running off your human energy. And your human energy is only fed by the food and nutrients and sleep that you get. That's the only thing that winds up powering the human part of you. But because we are body, mind, and spirit, there is that greater part of us that empowers us and keeps the energy flowing. People have always asked me when I do my work, aren't you tired after doing a lot of readings? And I've constantly told them, no. I've said this to all of you before. I'm not tired. I actually have to wind down because I've got so much energy. I haven't been using my own human energy. I've been using my spirit energy. And you don't run out of that, never. Your voice and parts of your body might shut down before your energy shuts down, which is a very interesting feeling, by the way. So the energy is moving us forward, and it's direction that helps us get there. Let's not use the concept of surrendering to this energy. You do not want, listen to me clearly, you do not want to surrender into the flow of this energy that is occurring in 2022. Why? Because you don't just want just pushed forward. You want to direct the pushing. You want to direct the energy. You want to direct the direction you're going in. You cannot, I've said this before, this metaphor, this image, this picture, you can never go on a river in a canoe without any oars. You will crash somewhere into the embankment, into the rocks ahead in the middle of the river. You will be thrown off course if you hit rapids or if there is a split in the river. How do you get to go down one side or the other? Oh, well, wherever the force takes me. Well, it could take you down the wrong side if it keeps moving you forward and you didn't want to go down there, or it's not beneficial for you. What do you think? Just because there's force, it always moves you in the beneficial direction? No, it just moves you. That's the whole point of us and our control over our lives. We need to direct our lives, and you direct your life with an intention and some kind of focus or some kind of dream. And a lot of people will say, well, I don't know what I meant to be doing. And they're constantly getting this push to move forward, but it becomes a resistance and it becomes very uncomfortable feeling. I'm not fulfilling my destiny. I'm not fulfilling my purpose. I feel there is more to me than what I'm using. There's always this explanation for the exact same occurrence and reason. Is yet you don't have a dream, but the energy is pushing you. Your soul is telling you you came here to do more, and it becomes very uncomfortable. So it's important, especially this year, to sit down and to go within, and to not be afraid. One of the biggest reasons why you don't know your dream is because of your fear of knowing it. If you know your dream, you have no excuse for not pursuing it. It's a kind of story I've used once before. Let's say you're lying in bed, your last moments of life, your best friend or some loved one is sitting next to you. Will use me as an example and says, Vincent, so do you feel that you've done everything that you wanted to do in your life? Do you feel fulfilled? And I say, well, you know what? For the most part, I do. I do. I really, I do. Unfortunately, I just, You know, I didn't know what my dream was. I never came to the point of fully understanding what my purpose was here. Oh, I did a whole bunch of other things. Don't get me wrong. I mean, and I had a really good time, but I just still, there's the part of me that feels unfulfilled, is I just never knew it. And I guess because of my past, I guess because of what I had gone through, and it would just, maybe I didn't even come in with a purpose. You know, and then I die the next day. All right, I felt a little, you know, unfulfilled there. At least I'm expressing it that way, right? And so I leave. So which end of life review sounds better? That one or this one? So Vincent, do you feel that you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish in your life? That you fulfilled your life? Oh, no, man, no, of course not. Damn, I was too scared to know what my dream was because I'm a chicken shit. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I admit it. I didn't even want to know what my purpose was. I didn't want to know anything about that because I didn't think I could accomplish it. That was really terrible. So I didn't do it, didn't go after it. Bothers the hell out of me. Oh, well, what a wasted life. And then I go. So which sounds better? Which defense mechanism shields me from more pain? The first excuse of not knowing my dream? Well, I couldn't pursue it if I didn't know it, right? Or the second one where I knew my dream but was too afraid to go after because I didn't think I could succeed at it. Which do you think would make me feel worse? The second, right? That's what you should be answering, the second. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is the major reason why most people don't know what their dreams are, is because they're hiding it from themselves, so they don't have an excuse of knowing their dream, but not having the confidence or self-belief to go after it. Was that you? Is that you? Do you not know your dream because you're afraid you might not achieve it? Better to know it and not achieve it than to hide it because you're afraid of trying to achieve it. Because who said we even have to achieve it? Yes, we're here to go after a dream and to go after a purpose, but that's only so that we can experience ourselves in the journey. The outcome never matters. It doesn't. Not even if you wanted to be an author and write a famous book, not sitting down and writing it is far worse than writing it and it doesn't get published before you die. At least you went after it. At least you believed in yourself enough to pursue it. That's all that matters. Because then when you get to the other side, you know, and there is an assessment going on, and they're asking you, so how'd you do down there? I saw that you, you know, had a book that you wanted to write. What happened with that? Hey, man, I wrote it. Man, it didn't get published, but that was my fault. I wrote it. I went after it. I did what I said I was going to do. I wanted to know that I could do that. And then the funny thing is, you wind up finding out, hey, just needed to tell you that, you know, that book you wrote that never got published? Well, once you died, your partner found it and got it published for you. It's so famous down there right now. Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, wow. That's fabulous. How many artists were told, you know, all those paintings you painted, but you didn't even enjoy? Well, they're all famous right now. I just need you to know that. Oh, wow. You're kidding me. Are you serious? I'm considered one of the most famous artists in the world. Well, it would have been nice if I experienced that while I was down there, but at least I went after what I wanted to do. That's all that matters. You've got to understand that's how the soul evolves. Achievement isn't in the end process. Achievement is taking the steps to pursue your dream, your desire, your intention. And the energy of the world today, in this year, is about your pursuit, which is the reason why it's pushing you. Now, if you don't have a pursuit, it's still going to push you, and it's going to feel like hell. You know, if you have your heels dug into the ground and somebody is pushing you from behind, man, you can suffer greatly. You can even hurt your body. You can break your legs, your feet, your arms, your shoulder. Well, it doesn't matter. You get all that force behind you. It's like getting hit by a Mack truck because you're standing still with your heels dug in and you won't go along with it. You don't have a direction to go. You don't have a dream. You don't have a desire. You don't have a belief. So that's what we're talking about, is you don't have a belief in yourself. We're going to talk more about this, but I do want to go to the phone. Now I've got Marianne. Okay, so I'm saying an M at the end, but is that a misspelling? Are you Marianne or Marianne?
Yes.
Hey, Marianne. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, Marianne. Wow. You just speak everything that is in my mind. That's miracle. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome, hon. So what is your question for me?
So all the above that you said, I it's amazing. When I had a lot of dream last night, I've been dealing with taking a step further, I want to basically see if the spirit thinks I'm on the right path. I believe I am. I've been really pushed and getting a lot of intuitive hit that I need to take the next step and open or start my next spiritual practice, which I'm not sure what it is. Is there anything, is this something you can help me and see what comes through for
me? Yes, well, first, let me validate for you. Bravo, bravo. It doesn't make a difference how long it took you to get on this path and to go in the direction that you want to go in. The fact is that you did, and you are going in a perfect direction, and it's going to be expanding. Now, whenever you hit kind of like the glass ceiling, or you think that there's kind of like a block there and you're wanting to go further and you're not sure what it is, make sure you go within and you keep checking. Okay, kiddo, you check with that little Marianne and you're going, are you ready for this? Are you really ready? Because we're moving forward. We got to keep going because this is what we were meant to do. So believe that you're worthy enough. Let's check out all the things. Let's get that checklist off, okay? So you ready? You got your seatbelt on. You believe you're going to be able to handle this, right? Oh, I know you got some fears. I know you got fears, but guess what? We'll handle them. We handled all the other crap we went through, right? We did a great job with that, didn't we? All right. So here we go. We got more. That's exactly what you're supposed to say to yourself first when you start coming to, I'm not sure, or I don't know at all what I'm supposed to be doing next. Because usually when you're on the path, it always lays down in front of you. The universe always helps you with that, okay? Albert Einstein said, tell me what God is thinking, the details I don't need to know. And what he meant by that is, as long as I'm following the inspirations that I am receiving, because I feel that's the way spirit is talking, then the universe will help me figure out what the next steps are. You already know. Archangel Michael is telling me that you already know. You've already talked about what you want to do next. Isn't that true? Aren't you expanding your business or your work with others in some way now?
Oh, have gotten all of this. Wow, I have chill all over. There is two directions that I wanted to go. Expanding what I have, the existing business, which is very recent because I moved to California. And then the whole new working with children. It's been a dream of mine, opening children's center, a spiritual, holistic children's center for babies. And I just don't know if the next step is, because also finance is a huge part of my life that I need to bring money to the table.
Don't worry about that. Okay, I love the idea of the Spiritual Children's Center. Start sharing your idea with listen to me, my New York accent just came in. Your idea with others, because there are going to be people who want to support that. And so financially, you will get outside help. So now is the time to expand and truly believe in the work that you're doing and yourself to be able to share that idea with others so that others have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, Maryam, I would love to be a part of that. Can I help support this center financially for you? Okay. So, and it's not like they're going to be getting taking control or anything bad, but I feel sponsors coming in. You have to keep in mind the idea and the concept of sponsors now. Because you're going into a bigger direction and it will help you. Not only it will make connection and it will bring in the clientele. So yes, you're absolutely in the right direction. The Children's Center, it sounds fabulous because it's a beginning type of program. And if you notice that even in some schools today, some of the classrooms and teachers are doing meditation with their kids. And children, especially those who come from a hard background, still need an opportunity to find themselves.
Yes, I'm a meditation and yoga teacher, actually.
Wait, say that again. You're a what?
I said I'm a meditation and yoga teacher for a long time. Yes,
Well, there you go.
but I'm hiding under doing skincare. I'm teaching full time yoga and I started skincare business 12 years ago and I just moved it here. But I became a meditation teacher with David G during the pandemic. So that's why I'm trying to. Spirit's telling me it's a combination, it's a brand of myself that I will come up with all of the things I've done in the past, but I haven't come up exactly with the really details. But children comes a lot to me because I love children, yes.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that involving in there. So, don't have any fears about this at all. And I'm basically just validating what you already know, but absolutely you are on the right path and the right ideas. You've been getting great ideas. They want you to take credit for listening to the inspiration to move because they really wanted you to do that.
Okay,
Your
yes, they did.
soul, your guides, the universe said that that was the best thing for you. You left a lot of
Oh.
negativity behind. Is that correct?
I did.
Yeah.
Wow, absolutely. I started a
Okay.
whole new world alive here. Yes.
So you
Wow.
have to have the continued faith that you're doing the right thing, going in the right direction, and it'll be a newness because, you know, all these adults keep thinking about things that they want to do to grow and evolve, and they think children have plenty of time to do it. Well, what a wonderful after school program, some way that you can get involved with in contacting some of the local schools instead of just doing sports. This would be fabulous. Bring the kids in. I have this very exciting and fun meditation and yoga program that the kids can get involved in to learn true balance that will even help them in any of their physical activities. So you can promote this in such a way that really shows a benefit. And what better thing than to get a child who's relaxed and calmed and meditated before coming home from school? Right? All the nonsense
Yeah,
that they go through in
absolutely.
school, all the anxiety, all the work that they have to get done. Oh my gosh. Then they get home and mom and dad want to know why they're in a bad mood and they're giving them such problems. There's
Amen.
no outlet for them. Make an outlet for them. Make an outlet for the children. Make them important. And it doesn't matter the age, because I know that there are programs where they start the kids off very young. And then, of course, all the way up into teens, the teens love it too. A lot of dexterity, a lot of dancers take yoga, a lot of football players, and even colleges have programs for their football players to do meditation. To calm them down and to help them with focus. So there's so much that you could do with this with the youth because of the importance of it. And it's and it now just understand, This is going to be big. You can't do it alone. And that's why you're going to be going to some resources, because you will also need a couple of practitioners to help you with this. So the program will get big, Maryam.
Wow. Okay. I got all of it.
Are you ready for it? I just remember what I just was telling little Maryam. I was telling you, you got to get ready. Put your seatbelt on. Are you ready for this?
I have been forever. It's been a dream. I knew I have to move here out of that place that I lived in down south. So I just can't wait. Yes, and I come from that background of being a mother and witnessing and sport players that they did it side by side next to yoga and helped them to improve their sports. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Everything you say, yes. Wow.
Well, you just keep going. I wish you all the best in this.
Thank you.
And you don't need luck. You need self-belief, and use the energy this year to help manifest that, okay?
You're the best. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It
sounds fabulous. What a great idea. Good for you. Keep going. Bravo.
Thank you. We'll do. Thank you.
All
right. Have a beautiful
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not easy to take some of the steps that you really need to take in your life, man. But when you do and you see the improvement, that's when you knock yourself in the head and you go, oh, my gosh, I should have done this sooner. Well, don't do that. You don't want to keep knocking yourself in the head. That's why we all got concussions. Let me tell you something. You want to just say, okay, all right, whether I did it sooner, whether I did it later, doesn't matter. Remember, it's the choices and the journey and the fact that you did it. Time is not real. So whether you were in your 20s and you got on the path, whether you're in your 60s and you got on the path, if you do it before you close your eyes in this physical life, then you achieved what your soul wanted to truly achieve, taking the steps and discovering. Stay with me. We're going to talk more about this. Call in and let's see if you're on the right path. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and we're talking about, are you on the right path in life and using the power of this year to make sure you are? See you in a couple of minutes.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. This is UnityOnlineRadio.org, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Well, welcome back. If you are just joining me today, we're talking about the path you're on and how the power of 2022 is to help move you in that forward direction. Yes, it's like there's so many questions that I get from people, and I'm not going to lie to anybody. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to go after a dream. It really isn't. It takes a lot to believe in yourself enough to go after it. And I'm not talking about going after it because you feel like a piece of crap and you want to achieve something wonderful and great and glorious that counters that. That's when you get all of those people like those. If you've never watched a talent show on TV, they're pretty interesting. I watch them because I just enjoy the inspiration, and they've got now, some of them have turned only into the entertainment, you know, the judges arguing and fighting with each other. It's more about that than it actually is about the talent. And then the kooky talent and, you know, insulting people and making the audience laugh because you got some nuts on the stage thinking they have talent. But what about some of those people? In the beginning, you did see some people would go after those talent shows and think that they were the greatest gift. They needed to believe they were the greatest singers, especially like American Idol. That was famous for that. And you would get these people who you can tell right away. As soon as they opened their mouth, they couldn't carry a tune. They were off. It was terrible. But in their hometown, in their little environment, their family were always just letting them know, oh, I'm fabulous. Oh, sing for mommy, sing for daddy. I sing for all my family, and I sing at the weddings, and you have this high expectation that, oh, this person is going to be a really good singer, and then they open their mouth, and you're like, oh my God, who told this person that he or she could sing? That was terrible. What a dishonor you've done to this person, a disservice. And why do those people, are those real dreams? Are those real dreams? Well, let's move it to the direction of my field. My field. You know, given the advent in the early shows, like when James Van Prague had his first show, he was really the first to have a television show about mediumship, and it was very famous, and he became famous from that television show. I know James personally. And then there was John Edwards, and he had his television show. Right now, since then, now you've got the Long Island medium, and then you've got the celebrity medium, and then you had Mama Medium. Oh, yeah, that was a show. You had the Seatbelt Medium. You had some other medium. It was like the Kardashian show about a medium, him and his Italian family and the craziness and all of that and all of this stuff. And so what happened was it glorified my field even more so. Now just Google mediums, Google psychics. You will get millions of entries. Now, all of a sudden, we've given permission. Why? And everybody is fabulous, right? And everybody says they're famous. And they post all of these fake awards and certifications that they have. And by the way, there is no legitimate Best Psychics website. There is none. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's a person. And there's people who say that they've... actually assessed psychics and mediums. There are a couple of places. The AREI, the Academy of Research and I forgot what it stands for now. But there are some places where there were some institutes that actually did some testing on some psychics. But then they stopped. And there were a couple of people that, yes, you were really good. But they're nothing legitimate. Nothing legitimate about it. Not really. You know, and then all these people who have the certification programs, I got the certification from so-and-so. Yeah, what happened to all the people who got the certification from Doreen Virtue and then all of a sudden she went rogue? And all the people who had that certification felt like they wasted their time and their money and terrible. So none of that is real nor important. But these people want to believe that this is their dream. This is what they're meant to do while they were here. And it's not true. It's out of need. So there's two ways that we really come up with purpose and dreams. And this is what I want you to assess for yourself when you're trying to understand what your purpose and your dream is. So... first of all, you know, you want to look at your life and you want to see what it is that brings you joy. Okay. Does the dream that you have, if you achieved it, if you were there, would it bring you joy? Not would it bring you fame, would it bring you joy? There is a difference. There's a lot of people who are famous and experiencing no joy whatsoever. But would it bring you joy, whatever occupation, whatever vocation or work that you're doing, would it bring you joy? Would it make a difference in your life? How would it make a difference in your life if you were working on that, if you were doing that dream? Would it make a difference in somebody else's life? Would it make a difference in somebody else's life, truly? Is it just about you, or is it bringing joy to other people? And I'm not just talking about mommy and daddy who are supposed to love you and think everything you do is absolutely wonderful. You know, sometimes it's not great putting up every single picture your child brings home from school on the refrigerator, because one of two things happens. It gets that child gets so oversaturated with the idea that everything it does is perfect and wonderful that it has high expectations for itself than later on in life as he or she grows up. Or it does reverse and it becomes absolutely meaningless because they turn around and say, oh, that's my mother and father. They don't really think I'm an artist. They'll put up shit that I draw and any pictures like that. Right? So you don't want to do either. You definitely want to be discerning. And you don't have to say, oh, honey, what a terrible picture this was that you painted. What the heck is this? No, it's just like, okay, oh, honey, this is nice. This is really nice. I can see that yesterday or last week when you did the painting, that was really nice too. That was really good. You saw a little bit more detail. So fabulous. And this is nice today. This is okay. Great. You'll keep doing more and having fun. Is this what you want to do? Nah, I'm just playing. All right. Well, that's okay. Sometimes it's going to look great. Sometimes it's not going to be as great. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being honest about something. But that's not the point so much that we're talking about. You know, you don't want somebody to believe that, well, what I am trying to say is you don't want somebody to believe that they've got a gift that they really don't have. Just because you don't want to say anything negative to your child or negative to your friend or the person that you love. Oh, gosh, because that'll make them feel bad. Well, don't you think it makes them feel worse if they go on an audition or they go and do something and somebody turns around that isn't close to them, that doesn't love them and says, that was terrible. Who told you that you had this talent? That would be far worse than understanding in the beginning that maybe I haven't discovered or put my emphasis on what I really can do. And we're not here to do just anything. I'm a much better psychic than I am a basketball player. Let me tell you that right now, okay? I don't play basketball. I don't play sport because I'm not a great athlete. I didn't want to put my energy into that. I put my energy into acting. I was a great actor. I was a great singer. I was a great dancer. So it brings you joy. It brings other people joy, real joy. It makes a difference in their lives, just the same as it makes a difference in your life. That's how you also can detect whether or not your dream is valid. And then bottom line, you have the skills and the ability to back up your dream. Like I was just talking about. You would never have the dream to be a famous singer if you did not have the skill of having a good voice. That doesn't mean that you have the most perfect voice when you begin, but after training and because you love the idea of singing, I love it so much, and you continue to train and you take voice lessons and you do everything for yourself you need to do to be a great singer. And then your voice keeps improving and voila, oh my gosh, you're singing opera, you're singing beautiful songs. Right, your songs are number one on the charts. So, in other words, a true dream will have sustenance to back it up. It will have sustenance to back it up. It won't just be, I'm a psychic medium and I'm really good at what I do, but meanwhile, you truly don't help another person's life because you're not coming out with any substantial messages to help change that person's life. Well, then maybe you should just be a psychic medium for yourself. You're talking to dead people? Fabulous. What message are you giving them? I just did my class last night, and one of my students, during her practice, went and gave a reading to one of the people that she's gone to for readings. And she asked, is it okay if I do a reading for you? Absolutely. And then this psychic was not sitting there openly. He was sitting there more to judge her. And then he criticized her so much, it made her feel so bad that she threw away all the wonderful readings she had the days prior to speaking to this one person. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not a talent. I don't care how good you are. You would never make another person feel good. So your sustenance isn't there. Your belief and dream that you're this great psychic medium, if you're making other people feel bad about themselves, then you shouldn't be doing that work. So I do have another caller, and I want to get to, oh, Pauline. Pauline, that was my mom's name. Hey, Pauline, thank you for joining the Stop Stopping Yourself show. What is your question for me today?
I just was reading your. This is my first time even listening to the show all the way through. Actually, I haven't listened all the way through, honestly, but I'm really like seeing if I'm on my right path right now. I just was wondering. I didn't know who was going to answer this. It says a psychic medium and the host. So you're the host, right, Vincent?
I am the host, the techie. Lewis, I don't think, does readings for anybody, our technician in the
Okay, no problem. I didn't
engineer
know
room
who was
there.
going to answer this, so I figured let me just see if I'm on my right path. I don't know.
So
I
you
think I
want to
am
know if
because
you're on
it's
your
in
right
my heart
path?
that I'm supposed to do this, but I believe so.
Okay, so
I
let me ask you before I go there and give you any answers. What would make you think? Because here's what's really interesting. You're asking me this question and you're saying something like you just said, I think so. What would make you think you're not on the right path?
You just said something that sort of makes me question it, but I sort of, because of the fact that I'm working with a mentor of a healer, but he's a no nonsense guy. So it normally would sound like he's making me feel bad about myself, but no, he's being honest with me, and I'm the one who's fooling myself to, like there's a lot of healers out there, and I actually thought I was going to be doing that, okay? But then I never healed me. I never healed myself. So I really depleted my own energy to help other people heal. And I did think I did help a lot of people, but I took on a lot of stuff that wasn't even mine. So part of me is like afraid of doing this because I don't want to do that again. I don't want to use my
Okay.
body to do anything for anybody else. I'm really, at the point where I'm healing myself. And if I do this properly, if I get the right, mentor or even connect to the right source, that I have this healing ability that I don't need to really put a shingle out. I just hope that I make a difference in just being in people's lives. That's basically.
Yeah. And you know what, Pauline, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a
Okay.
genuine intention, and I like that about you. Now, you just described what an empath is. You're taking on other people's pains and issues, and in actuality, you weren't taking on other people's pains and issues because we can't do that. Other pain, people's pains and issues were actually just triggering yours. Do not stop the work you're doing with others. Here's the trick. Now, I was told when I first started my work and my path, when I asked, why am I supposed to be doing this? And this was after I had just been through 17 years of total torment and torture from school, my parents, and others. I mean, if you've ever heard my story, go back and look at my website. You'll read all about it. Completely tormented. Right, so I had a lot of garbage I had to take care of, and now I'm supposed to be the spiritual teacher at the same time I'm taking care of my nonsense. And I asked God, I asked the universe, okay, why am I? Why'd you pick me? Why am I supposed to be doing this? And you know what the answer was? The answer was you, because you were a terrible student in the last life. And so the best way to get through your healing is to help heal others too. And as you're healing them, Pauline, as you're working with them, you assess as you're doing it because your intention is to heal them. But then, oh my gosh, why am I feeling this? Oh, I'm feeling really bad about this. Okay. All right. Well, let me just work on her right now. And when I go home, I'm going to go in and figure out why I'm feeling this. Okay. This is about me now. So in other words, it's going to be a little bit more difficult because you're going to be healing two clients at the same time. The person you're working with and you. And you know what? You can do it. Because I'm telling you right now, you were guided in the direction to think about somebody else because when you were younger and growing up, not enough people thought about you. And now you want to be able to care and give, And yes, you have to give to yourself at the same time. That's most important. But I am not going to tell you you're a bad healer. I'm going to tell you, well, you just have to work on you at the same time you're working on somebody else. It doesn't mean you can't heal anybody else. Do it both. It'll be very worth it for you, and you won't have to put a shingle out. If you build it and believe in it, they will come. Do you understand that?
Does it work if you heal, if you're working on yourself first, and then it shows other people as well that they decide, I want to work on myself as well? You know, like,
it's
is
an
that
inspiration,
another way
of course. You don't wait until you're perfect in order to help other people.
No, no, no. I'm never going to be perfect. I am.
No,
perfect
I know.
In a way,
so
I'm not perfect.
Believe me.
You know what I mean?
Nobody would get healed in this world if we had to wait for everybody to be completely healed, right? But absolutely, yes. It's an inspiration for you, because then you would understand when somebody is saying, oh man, I'm having such a hard time at really where I know what you're saying and I know I should do this. And you can sit there and go, hey, hon, I understand you. I'm going through the same process right now. Wait a minute. You're hurting too. Oh gosh, yeah. But this is the wonderful thing. You're doing it. I'm doing it. We can help each other because you're letting me use my energy to heal you at the same time I'm doing that to heal me. How better, how wonderful, how connected that makes you to another person. So don't stop what you're doing. And if you want to use your teacher at least to gain some instruction, yes. But be cautious there, you know, about the way some people can tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. Yeah, use some techniques, but when they
do, no, but they show me in their life. They're not doing it as a lecturer. I really see their life. They're just showing me the lifestyle that they're doing a lot of things, and they also definitely are helping people. And sometimes they don't even have to actually say, well, you want a session? No, that's not the point of the person. They're a mentor to me so that I could see how my lifestyle could be. I have live a joyous life. I don't have to suffer. I can actually,
of course,
you know,
absolutely,
be effective that way. So I'm
absolutely
actually looking at this as a good lesson. And you also, I got to look at your information. It'd be interesting. I didn't know about your lifestyle. I didn't even know anything. I've been listening to Unity because of Yasmin Astrology, and that's how I found all these great, you guys have all these great shows, so I'm listening to each one of you.
Well, you see what that's saying about you, Pauline?
Really important.
You obviously are really ready because your soul is inspiring you to catch all of these things, so that is this speaks more of the direction you're going in. Right? So keep going in that direction. And
I love your title, Stop Stopping Yourself. And you say one of the things my teacher says, so much nonsense. Nonsense. I crack up when you said the word nonsense. It was like validation that I was supposed to call you.
Well, there you go. And I'm glad. And I will tell you, I'm being told to tell you, you're on the right path. Keep going. You're worth and capable of helping others, and you certainly are capable of helping yourself, which you've been doing anyway. So just keep going in that direction. And remember, anytime somebody else's pain checks something off within you, just take the time to go back and go, okay, I was meant to experience that today, so what else is it on me that I need to pay attention to? What was I feeling? I was really feeling
low.
Thank
you for reminding me. I always tell people to look at whatever who you're talking about. Or you're saying something, wisdom, to another person. Think of it for yourself, too, because that's why you're saying it out loud to other people. So you're supposed to hear it.
I need to hear everything I teach. So you're in the same company, okay? So don't worry about
it.
Keep going. Yes, and you will be doing not only your own business, but you'll be working with others too, just so that you know.
Yes, and other healers, I hope, too.
Oh, absolutely, of all different kinds, of all different types.
All over the world, all over, even beyond.
So go ahead and keep doing that, all right, Pauline?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and continue listening. You're worth it. All right. Yes. Yeah. It Yeah, we're going to be reminded of the things that we need to take care of within ourselves by the other people that we're with in our lives, because everybody that we're with, everything we attract into our lives is somehow, some way, a reflection of what's going on inside, whether it be a compliment. Like I just, you guys, if you want to listen to an incredible, I don't talk about a lot of and promote a lot of other shows and programs and stuff like that. This isn't about advertising, but this is a free thing. You've got to listen to the show, the podcast, Bledsoe Said So, Bledsoe Said So. It's such a novel. It's Ryan Bledsoe and his companions have this incredible, insightful. The guy is 25 years old. They're so young, and they have so much wisdom. If you want to see how our youth and the direction our youth is going in, it was originally a podcast, and now it's also a YouTube. So you can listen to some of the shows on YouTube or just as a podcast. The insight is amazing. The point that I was bringing this up is to understand that we don't all have to be perfect at anything, you know? And what is it that we're meant to do, and having direction, and what this life is all about? It, you know, life has become really difficult and hard. And sometimes most of the times we lose ourselves, and we really get lost in what we want to be doing, what we should be doing, who we are, who are we? And we can come up with all these esoteric understandings and get lost. And we can get lost in the metaphysics and the paranormals and the spiritual concepts, because there are so many. And then you don't know what to believe. Remember, everything you listen to is to remind you and to reflect upon you who you are. So in this show, they were talking about me in this one episode I'm going to be on. I'm really close with Ryan. And they were singing all of my praises. And what I immediately commented back to them when I was listening to this is they could never see those wonderful traits that they spoke of in me if it didn't lie with inside of them. So so the same goes for criticisms. You can never recognize a criticism in another person or of another person unless that same criticism lies inside of you. You know, why can there be two friends sitting at a bar having drinks, and there is a third person that they know that's sitting over at the other end of the bar with some other people, and the two friends start talking about him? Oh, there's Joey. Oh my God, what a butthead he is. Jeez, he's so selfish, man. I just asked him if I can, you know, the other day I was at the gym and I saw him there, and we've known each other, we've been to school, we work at the same place, and all I did was ask him, can I borrow a couple of bucks? And he's like, no, man, I don't have any money for you, I'm sorry. And just, you know, what a butthead. You know, I just wanted to get a drink. I would have paid him back when I got to work, but he's the same way at work. He's so cold. And the other friend goes, what are you talking about? He's such a nice guy. I was moving and I didn't even have to ask him. And he said, hey, listen, man, I heard you were moving. I'd love to come over and help you with this. And he came over and he helped me. Now, how is that possible that two people who know the same third person can see different traits in them? Think about that. What's lying inside of you that you want to change? What's lying inside of you that is great? This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And yes, you're meant to stop stopping yourself so that you can go on the path and the journey you're meant to go on. Think about it. We'll talk again. Next week is February, Love Month. It's all about love. Join me then. I'll see you next week. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network, subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.